There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, it's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website details, VSiN.com/horses. Please sign up now.
NFL to begin this hour. I would say the biggest game of the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys at the Vikings. So when you consider what happened last weekend, which, I mean, you can't, it's more about the full body of work, I get that, but the Cowboys blew that 28-14 lead to the team that we watched last night that was so bad, and the Vikings somehow, someway pulled out yet another one-score game. It was a miracle what happened on the road against the Bills in what people are calling, you know, easily like the game of the year so far and maybe even beyond that. It is a solid matchup overall, and it's like at this stage of the game, for an 8-1 home team
nuts
to be a dog?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
That doesn't happen.
I know. It's, absolutely. The Ben Fowkes tweet, 8-1 Vikings, per ESPN stats and info, the first team since 1976. I wasn't even born that a team 8-1 or better that started its regular quarterback was a home dog.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. And especially your good point about what we watched last night as well. Here's another prop that I like. We already mentioned Barkley over. You got to go Cook over too. Dallas can't stop the run. 29th rushing yards allowed in the last couple games, been getting gashed on the ground and what Green Bay did. So Cook went off against Buffalo, had the long touchdown run. I think he'll have a big game too. But you worry about this whole miracle win, how do they respond stuff. And Dallas wanted to win that game so bad for McCarthy, and they fell short. So it's a fascinating matchup. But again, the cardiac kids, you know, they've tied the record. 7 wins in a row by 1 score, and 3 wins this year when down double digits in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So a tough game, but they have got to fix this rushing defense. And it was bad what they gave up against Chicago. And then what happened last week, and it scored 28 points on the road, and you can't beat the Packers?
Well, doesn't it have to be part of, I mean, the game plan? Is O'Connell recognizing that? And as much as I like Justin Jefferson, and I think that he needs, you know, 12 targets a game,
mm-hmm.
I when you look at the overall numbers, I mean, it does, it really sticks out like a sore thumb. Like, they're not great at all at slowing down the running game, and you have one of the better backs in football in Dalvin Cook, and that needs to be the primary plan of attack because, first of all, there is a, you know, watch the injury report for the Vikings on the offensive line. I'm pulling it up right now because they're 29th overall in pressure allowed, which is not good when you're facing one of the best teams in the entire league at getting pressure with their front. So, I mean, this could be a game where it could be Parsons. It could be, you know, Lawrence. It could be others here for the Cowboys where they're in that backfield making things very unpleasant for Kirk Cousins the entire game.
Mm-hmm. I do lean Dallas, though. And I think the point spread is a little outlandish. But again, I think we're going to do this 2 weeks in a row. Last week, it was how can Tampa be laying this against Seattle on a neutral? Covered. Won. Same thing I think could happen this week. I'm concerned about the letdown spot for the Vikings. I mean, how can you keep pulling a rabbit out of the hat every single week? And then you just did a miracle win. You had no business winning that game. Even our buddy Paul Allen, LeBron James retweeting the stuff. It's been nothing but Vikings, Vikings, Vikings here all week.
That it feels like TCU, almost, where they're pulling it off at the NFL level. It's Darisaw who is questionable. So he is the third highest graded tackle in the entire league at Pro Football Focus. His grade is an 89.8 for what it's worth, which is extremely high. And if he can't go, you see him there in the injury report, that is a, if he's not in, that's a massive loss for that line.
Yep. Regardless of Sunday, they are set up, though, too, to be 8-1, and you get five of your next six at home. You got Patriots coming in on Thanksgiving, Jets, Indy, Giants, the only road game at Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And to think then you go on the road at Green Bay and, what is it, Chicago to end the season. I mean, this is the one seed now definitely in play for the Vikings.
On the flip side, the Cowboys are very good running the football. EPA, rushing per play, they're fifth in the entire league. The Vikings are good at slowing down the run. They're also number five on defense at EPA per play on the ground. Where the Vikings struggle, and we talked about this with our buddy Paul Charchian yesterday. Uh-huh. He has CeeDee Lamb ranked number one in fantasy this week at the wide receiver position. Explosive pass percentage defensively, the Vikings are dead last in the entire league. So this this should be Prescott to Lamb and company a lot in this matchup. Do we get points?
I don't know about that. That's a tough call, too.
It's a high total.
I mean, yeah, maybe it's a lot of ground and pound. Keep it on the ground and chew on clock. Yeah, tough call there.
47.5. The other game, one of the other afternoon games, Raiders at the Broncos. Fascinating handicap here with both these teams. There is basically no good form, season-long or short-term for sure. Raiders have been really good at blowing leads. Last week, losing to the Colts in that situation at home.
Yeah.
Really, really bad look. But it's even worse for the Broncos. And to come out of the bye week and score 10 points, I get it. The Titans, their defense, again, I called it the most underrated unit in the entire league yesterday. But you can pass on the Titans defense. Russ and company, they could not. And then you have the head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, coming out this week and telling this to the world and the media.
Somebody's got to win this game. I mean, it's been a lot of one-point scores between one-score games between both of the clubs. You know, it speaks to, you know, they're a really good football team. I know everybody looks at records, but in the NFL, I believe that everybody's really, really good. And somebody's going to have to make that final play to be able to make it that, you know, who comes out on top.
Oh, God. Who's running through a wall for this guy? I mean, who's in – oh, still the confidence in him. I'm ready to go, Hackett. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone's got to win this game. Uh-huh. Thanks, coach. My God. They have beat him five in a row. Raiders have owned him. But it's a debacle. Eight times Denver's defense has held their opponents to 20 points or fewer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is their record. Okay. Now, this is what I found bizarre. This is juicy. I mean, that's a crazy comment by Hackett. Tyler.
It gets worse here.
Yes, it does. And it's going to explain maybe some of the issues offensively. We know about the chemistry issues, and Russ is tough to deal with. Tyler Palumbis and also Scott Hastings on Altitude Network in Denver about what Russ is doing sometimes out there.
Russell is losing his mind out there. He's losing his mind. He's at the line of scrimmage, using audibles,
from the Seahawks. The guys don't know what the audibles are. I mean, he's using code words. The guys don't know what the code words
from
are.
The last offense.
And they're coming back to the huddle and they're like, dude, what are you saying up there? We don't know what the play. We don't know what that is. He's losing his mind right now.
How bad is that?
I mean, he went out. I watched it's a 2 minute clip. He goes, I didn't want to say this on air. I did, but then I got it from five people about what Wilson's doing. And the guys are like, what the hell? And they're going to hack it and they're complaining about this is asinine. This guy's coming up. He's checked because he loves the audible. But then he's calling out. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man.
This is bananas.
You can't possibly run an NFL offense that way.
No.
Not at all. It's mass confusion.
You got the whole wristband stuff and all that other business.
Right.
But run the play we send in from the sideline. Then he audibles and then...
Oh, boy.
Like, what play is this? I don't know what you're doing. They're looking around going like, maybe that explains why the offense isn't working at all. Yeah. What is he doing?
Yeah, this was going viral yesterday, and it should. I was racking my brain. I'm like, I can't, for a starting quarterback at the level where Russ has been in his career, like we've seen guys who can't play in the league. I mean, Sam Darnold came out and he's, you know, on the sideline saying he's seeing ghosts out there. Not a good look, but he's never been accomplished in this league. Russ is awesome, or he was with the Seahawks. And for a guy at his level to pull it off like this, you had a full offseason. You got traded, like, what, back in March? And you're going back to the Seahawks days? How does that last for more than, like, one game?
Is that a concussion? Too many concussion things?
And you can't
get
it corrected?
You're calling plays from your previous...
That's honestly so bad that he shouldn't be playing.
No.
You can't be out there calling audibles from your... Everybody, the offensive line, the receivers are like, what? So we're going to go ad-lib every single play, not knowing...
Now, we don't run that here. I don't know what...
No, yeah.
I don't know what you're... I don't know what... I'm speechless. I can't...
So, I mean, when you think it's bad when Hackett said what he did, right. Somebody's got to win the game. I mean, this takes the cake.
The setup with Hastings was... It's out of control with him, with the audibles. And it did work out. I think the touchdown pass was an audible in the Tennessee game. But it doesn't make any sense. They can't score 18 points a game? You know, and this is their 8-1 to the under this year. Well, the one over was the meeting out here.
That's right.
Which was a shootout. But
I don't know. It really doesn't make me want to go, fire up the old app and lay three with the Broncos right now.
Do you want the Raiders?
No, it's a stay away. It's a full stay away.
Yeah.
The only thing, maybe, again, what you just pointed out is the total. Can you find yourself playing an over in a Broncos game? This is the one matchup where it actually might make some sense. Because they've been so good to the unders, but also they played teams that are... not that great offensively. Their defense...
Yeah, but the red zone issues, though, too. I just think that was a fluke, that game. The game out here was just a total fluke. You can't put up a 40 in a Denver game.
Yeah, how about this? This is a great tweet from Josh Dubow, who covers the Raiders for the Associated Press. Broncos scored touchdowns on both goal-to-go drives versus the Raiders and are 5-for-12 the rest of the season. The Raiders have allowed 16 touchdowns on 16 goal-to-go drives this year and 30 straight in the regular season back to 2021. That almost has to be a record.
Yeah. Also, like Tennessee, goal-to-go. They're 100%.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Defensively.
Oh, man. And something's got to give game.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
Denver horrendous in the red zone. Raiders can't stop anything.
Mm.
Oh.
We have props for the week. Coming up next, highest and lowest scoring games to lead the league in rushing, receiving, and passing. It's chalky, but there was a really strong candidate to have the most rushing yards this week. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games. Blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games. Huge payouts as always at DraftKings. A player bet $5 and won $60,000 on triple red hot sevens. Another player bet $7 and won $50,000 on a $100,000 pyramid. I love that show. Wasn't that great?
That was a really good show.
That was great. Different big winner bet $12 and won $40,000 on 300 Shields Extreme. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. New customers can have their choice of either deposit bonus up to $2,000 or $50 in free credit when you sign up and you deposit $25. So download the DraftKings Casino app and use the code VSiN. Casino.DraftKings.com. Full details.
We have props for the week in the NFL. We like to do this every single Friday. DraftKings offers highest scoring team on Sunday, lowest scoring team on Sunday. And now that the Bills-Browns game has shifted indoors, the Bills are the second shot on the board at 6-1 to be the highest. What if they lose the game? The Browns are 50-1. Could the Browns outscore them in a shootout, let's say 33-31, whatever, and potentially be the highest scoring team of the week? 50-1 in a game indoors. That is, you know, it has a high total on it. Got to win the game outright, though, if you're the Browns, to actually obviously have more points.
Well, I think the crazy one is Carolina. Carolina's higher. That'd be your crazy one.
Well, yeah.
But if that's the 120-1, right. 120-1, what would have to happen for that to occur? Mayfield now in. It'd just have to be a crazy turnovers.
Well, they'd have to almost
returns.
Like,
I don't. Right.
I was initially going to say like dominate the Ravens like they did to the Buccaneers a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But that probably won't qualify because it'd be a slower paced game then, and the Panthers would be, you know, running clock. A bunch of turnovers.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Giants 12-1, even though this sick underrun that they've had in home games because Detroit defense is so bad, and you see what Chicago did to them on the ground, and Barkley should eat. This is a tough week though. But with the key teams that are on bye, I mean, we're not going to give out the chalk here with some of these, but that's I would look Giants 12-1, and I would look. My God, how about Saints 25-1?
Oh boy, no, can't do it. Rams defense still pretty good.
That's another prop I like. Kamara rushing yards under, done nothing the last three games.
Yeah, no,
that could be another one. But that's it. The Rams have waving the flag, and they know it's over. Yeah, it's a tough week, no doubt about it.
I would say, I mean,
Chiefs have key injuries. I mean, Hardman's out. Schuster's probably out. They're banged up with the wide receivers.
Yeah.
And I know Andy Reid is more in this game coming up, as Andy Reid has been awesome in the division and how good they've been, especially in November. But outside of the Bills and Chiefs, I think it's a tough call. I think Atlanta's going to. Yeah, Chicago's got a bad defense, but
that's the game though that I would look at, right? I mean, more realistically speaking, I would take a peek at the Bears. They're a small dog in the dome. Their defense is terrible. Their offense has been running on all cylinders here recently, and the Bears are 16-1. I mean, that's the kind of team that I would look at for the week.
Denver should be higher. I'd throw pizza money on the Broncos, believe it or not. And
I think I would too.
And I see your Cleveland theory, but I would throw out the Chargers. Maybe 25-1 with the Chargers. Now, I have to have Williams and Allen play. I don't know if that's going to happen.
They're both limited in practice. Limited yesterday, yeah.
That's so right. that could be your shootout. Maybe a couple turnovers and the Chargers win a wild game there.
Yeah, how about that? By the way, one note on the Titans game last night when they scored 27. That's the most points they've scored this entire year. 27 points.
Yeah. Should have been more.
Yep.
Take the knee there late. Right?
Lowest scoring team of the week. Well, there you go. The Panthers go from 120-1 to be the highest to plus 550 to be the lowest. I don't think I'd look at that game, though. The Rams are plus 750.
Mm.
You expecting a lot of points out of that team?
No.
That unit right now, the way they're humming?
O-line issues, no cup. They think Stafford's going to play. That's surprising. He's been awful, though, anyways. 8 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
I'll give you one that catches my eye, and that would be the Texans at 11-1.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
Washington chewing clock. Houston can't do any. What are they, 29th in offense?
You're not going to get anything from Mills.
Horrible in the red zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe Pierce runs the ball on the Commanders, but the Commanders are good at slowing down the run. I think 11-1. I mean, they're the worst team in football, and they're the 6th shot in the board. Yeah, that's the team that I would look at for lowest scoring of the entire day on Sunday. Texans are 11-1.
Patriots or Jets? Total's 38?
Yeah, that could be low score. Of course it can be.
Jets pretty much had 10 points in the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that one, too. That one's tough. It's good.
No, I don't. We don't have odds up quite yet on who is going to lead the league this week in rushing, receiving, or passing, but I will give you some info here on a guy to keep an eye out for when the odds do pop, and that is Saquon Barkley, and this is from our buddy Paul Charchin again, guillotineleagues.com. They do a great job breaking down the rankings on a week-to-week basis. Two, as they point out, two of the league's 3 highest single-game carry totals belong to Barkley so far on the year. And in each of those games, he had at least 146 rushing yards. He's getting the Lions. They see the 5th most rushes, 30 per game. And Barkley gets an 86% share of the Giants' workload, which is bonkers. On the season, the Lions are 27th in yards per carry allowed to running backs at exactly 5 yards per carry. The Lions they've been a little bit better against the run over the last 3 weeks. But again, with how the Giants offense rolls, how often they use Barkley, and how bad for the entire year the Lions have been, Barkley's going to be one of the shortest shots on the board, but he should go crazy. In that same game, you want to look at St. Brown to have the most receiving yards. As per Pro Football Focus, the Giants' defense grades out as the 2nd worst in coverage. And in recent weeks, we're talking Christian Kirk, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. They have averaged 6 catches for 71 yards against this New York secondary.
His targets are insane.
That's the point, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So he sees like heavy usage as well. But again, that total is around... Not that high at all, so.
I'll tell you what I'm going to have to... If you want to look at most rushing yards, you start with Barkley, and you take a look at Cook, too. But you also have to look at this Atlanta game with anyone Chicago, because what Fields is doing. I mean, it's 5 games, a record. 5 games in a row, they've had 225 yards rushing. Yeah. And what Fields has done the last couple games rushing. He already cashed 1 week, 35-1. He almost did it again last week. He had 147. I think Barkley, whoever it was who led, had 152.
Yeah.
It was either Barkley or Taylor. They're all right there. I mean, you know it's coming. You still can't stop it. So I would look at anything Chicago related.
You know, I wonder if that's going
to
be...
Absolutely look at Fields. I mean, that's another one. You just have to look at Fields rushing yards over too, because he's good for a couple long runs.
How about
will he get 100 yards again? I say yes.
How about his longest rushing attempt?
That's another good one.
Over.
Another good
one. But also on that note, I mean, Herbert's out for the Bears.
Yeah.
So it's going to be heavy Montgomery now. And I know the odds will adjust accordingly for that, but if this team's going to continue running the ball like that, maybe Montgomery's going to be one of the reasons why, and he could be a long flyer that you take a shot on.
How about these other ones I have?
Yep.
Fewest wins. Will you lay 250 with the Texans? Their adjusted win total's 3.
Yeah, I don't see them winning. I mean, what are they going to end up with? What's the best case scenario for that to land on a push?
Yeah.
And to win three games on the year?
Yep. And win three more games. Carolina plus 550. Las Vegas plus 750. Fewest wins. At what point are we going to look at a quarterback change? It's enough already.
With the Raiders?
No. Houston.
Oh, Houston. Okay.
It's been terrible, Mills.
Well, I would say all. I mean, both those teams would qualify, right?
Okay.
But the Raiders quarterback change is coming at the end of the year.
Most wins. Philly's still the favorite, plus 150. I would look at Kansas City, plus 350. Kansas City is plus 110 to be the one seed. They're plus 350 with the most wins. I mean, they could really gain some ground here with the rest of their schedule coming up.
Can you win this year with 13 wins, or does somebody have to win 14?
I think that could get the one seed in the AFC. Yes, I do.
13?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I.
How the tiebreakers
but
play
also,
out. But right?
That means I'm talking about for most wins now, that means the Eagles have to lose at least three more times. Do they have three more losses coming?
AFC, I said. AFC.
No, yeah,
NFC.
Okay, yeah.
The NFC? Oh, boy.
I'm just talking about most wins overall.
That's a tough call. I can't see three more losses by Philly. I can't. I just think it was a total fluke Monday night.
Yeah, was not a fluke. That game was not a fluke. They were completely outplayed.
They should have won the game.
They were terrible in the game.
I know, but they still should have won.
Well, because of luck.
Well, I mean, they had some silly turnovers.
Also,
too,
the Commanders turned the ball over on the first drive of the game to give the ball to 20-yard line. Uh-huh, I thought they were completely dominated.
Uh-huh. Well, that happen? I mean, that'll never happen again, though, with the 30-6 time of possession to start.
It'll really tell you something this week if Jonathan Taylor goes for a buck 80 and the Colts win the game.
And we'll see what these new acquisitions, not that they'll play Sunday, but what they can add. They're $1.75 to get the one seed, Philly. Minnesota plus 250.
We will dive into the Bills-Browns game a little bit more coming up next. Zach Jackson covers Cleveland for The Athletic. How much worse is this matchup for the Browns now that it's going to be indoors?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lace up your cleats. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. It's almost here. World Cup starts Sunday with the latest odds, lines, and boost. It's your go-to for any soccer-related content. Oh, you'll get lost in the props. What a menu. World Cup futures, insurance bets. Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants all soccer fans. Go to BetRivers.com or download the app. Get in on all the match day action at Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
We'll get into the Browns-Bills game here. Zach Jackson joins the program. He covers the Browns for The Athletic. Also, the A to Z podcast. Zach, thanks so much for the time today. It was almost 24 hours ago when we were on the air and we saw the report about how the game... I didn't take it that seriously at the time, so I didn't think it was going to get moved. But a couple things here. Are you surprised that the league actually moved the game to Detroit? And then because they did that, I mean, in my head, I'm thinking, wow, this is a much worse matchup overall for the Browns now that it's going to be indoors. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. It just, you know, the Bills offense, we know what they can do, right? And they can bombs away. So I'm not surprised. Logistically, it was just bad. Now, even 2 days ago, people inside the Bills organization thought we're going to be fine. They're going to be ahead of this storm. But the forecast kept getting worse. Like, I'll admit, when I saw the forecast on Monday, 30-some inches, I thought, no way. And it just kept getting worse, right? So, I think from a preparation standpoint, logistics standpoint, it helps both teams. It helps the Browns to not have to alter their travel schedule, to not have to have any more uncertainty about is it going to be played in a blizzard or 30-mile-an-hour winds or all those things. But even though the Browns have been a better pass defense than run defense, right? And even though it's not like in any conditions you're going to beat the Bills 9-6, you have to think that inside Ford Field, that assuming Josh Allen's healthy, and you know he wouldn't play if he wasn't healthy. He played last week, and they scored enough points to win. They just didn't win, right? They become a very, very dangerous team. That's for sure. I would think. I mean, the first thing in my text messages, as soon as the announcement was, you know, a few from my coworkers and a lot from my friends saying, Bills team total over.
Oh, wow. Hello. Uh-huh. Hello. I guess you're not surprised by the 3-6 record, But how surprising is it to you that the season has played out this way, that they can't stop anything, and they're giving up 26 a game, and they allowed 39 last week?
Yeah, you know, am I surprised that they have a losing record? No, right? This was a team with a lot of turmoil and obviously a limited quarterback. But each week or each turn in the season has been surprising because it's been all different. You know, Brissett has played better than anyone thought. The offense has played better than anyone thought. The defense, which brought almost everyone back and has had some good performances, has also had two awful performances. So of nine games, they've played two where they just got overwhelmed. And, of course, their most recent one last week where you're coming off a bye and you're expecting much better. You have built-in advantages off a bye, and you lay that egg. That's disappointing. But, you know, other than that, they've been what happens in the NFL, games that come to the fourth quarter and come down to one game management decision, one kick, one drive where you either score or need to stop. And they have managed to stay on the wrong side of all of those. You know, they win in week one on a 58-yard field goal. But other than that, you know, the bounces haven't gone their way. So it's an interesting team. It's certainly not a talent-poor team, even if it's not as good as people thought. It's a disappointing team because you mentioned that defense has been bad. And teams have just lined up and run right at them. And that's been disappointing and surprising. The Bills aren't that team. But the Bills are a team that can score in multiple ways, and the Browns' defense just hasn't, you know, shown you any consistency. They had one good stretch. They play well against the Ravens. They don't win. They play great against the Bengals on Monday night when everybody's watching. And then last game, it's right back to the old habits, just giving up big play after big play.
Yeah, out of the bye, too, which was surprising. So two starts left for Brissett, and then what do you expect and what do they expect when Watson comes back at Houston?
So Watson's back in practice. Now, Brissett is still doing most of the real practice reps, right? Obviously, you got a game to prepare for. But, you know, eventually it's going to be a different offense. It's going to be one designed around Watson. It's going to be more of a college-type offense, much more of a spread, open-type offense than the Browns have been, where they like to play a lot of tight ends and let Nick Chubb drive everything, you know, at least when it's going well. So he hasn't played in 700 days. He's never played in this offense with these coaches, with this group that he's with, although everybody thinks it's a more talented group. So, you know, I would say that Jacoby Brissett, you know, will be a starting quarterback next year for a team that's bringing along a C.J. Stroud, a Bryce Young, someone like that. He's been excellent on and off the field, you know, judged on a curve, obviously. And I think the Browns, you know, have a really important six-game stretch as far as building what they want to be with Deshaun Watson, letting Deshaun Watson knock off some natural rust, and then seeing, you know, how where they have to go, because this is a team that gave up a ton of resources to get Watson and thinks that those close games that I mentioned, you know, will eventually turn when you have a superior quarterback. But there's a lot of building that has to go on, and, you know, they have questions at offensive tackle. They have a decent to good receiving core, but certainly not a deep one. And then this defense that was built for this year and brought everybody back, you know, has some major, major holes in it going forward.
Oh, big time. And by the way, based, Zach, what you just said about Watson and how the offense is going to kind of flip and it might not look the same. So certainly that's going to benefit, like, you know, I'm just going to bring up like fantasy purposes here for a second. That Peoples-Jones, Cooper for sure. And we were talking the last couple of days about making bets to lead the league in rushing. And what you said, I mean, would it be a bad idea to bet Chubb? Because it's going to become more pass-heavy and they want to see what Watson's going to look like?
Well, the only way it would be a bad idea to bet Chubb is that they're going to be not be in playoff contention. And they have a big load management thing with Nick Chubb anyway. And I get it, right? Like, this is a unique back. But, you know, it's snowing, guys, as I'm sitting here talking to you. They have one more game inside in Houston, but they're going to play in AFC North weather, in Cleveland weather. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be the full Deshaun Watson offense because he hasn't played in 2 years and he's never played it down for them. So he's going to get his chances, but the thing is, if they lose even one more time, we know they're out now. But last year when they were out of playoff contention, Nick Chubb got 11 carries. And frankly, I don't quibble with that. I'll take on the arguments about they've underused him to this point. But if you are four games under 500 and playing the day before Christmas, do you really need to run Nick Chubb 30 times? Like, what good does that do, right?
That's a great point.
I I would be hesitant on. I've had the same discussion, but I would be hesitant on because I just don't think there's any reason to overuse. Nick Chubb wants to be the rushing champion. Of course he does. But, you know, Tennessee's track record of using Derrick Henry is just so much more so than the Browns' track record of using Nick Chubb.
Zach Jackson, our guest, Browns beat writer, The Athletic, Akron Jackson on Twitter. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Feast in the Sports Betting Network. How about Akron Buffalo? Are they going to get this game? What's that going to look like tomorrow? It's on television, too.
Yeah, so I got several friends that are sweating this because they have under from early in the week.
Yes.
There's a couple things at play. The university at Buffalo is northeast of the city, so it's not on the lake. So I'm sure it snowed, and I'm sure there's complications with, you know, getting it open, but it's not one of these areas that's going to be hit by 3 to 6 feet. And then the second thing is, and I haven't heard anything, and this just goes to how bad the Akron program is. No one even reports on it. Like, you can't get there. I-90 from Northeast Ohio to Western New York is closed to commercial vehicles and probably closed to everybody at some point, you know, over the next 24 hours. So for them to get there, they would have to go through central Pennsylvania, then all the way up either side roads or to Rochester and back down. So you're looking at a 6-7-8 hour trip to a stadium. We don't know if it's going to be open. So as I wrote yesterday, you know, when this storm hit in 14 and Bills Jets had to go to Detroit, Kent State was supposed to play Buffalo. And Kent State's team got there, but their equipment truck was stuck in an intersection south of the city for a day and a half. So the game never happened. The team spent 3 days in the hotel. And the game never happened. So I don't know what's up with Akron's team. Obviously, they've had the same forecast. They've had a chance to do it. But, and you know, the MAC wants the game played. Buffalo still has a lot to play for. Akron doesn't. But they would have to take on a minimum 6-hour bus trip and get their equipment there and then, you know, count on the university being able to open the stadium. So I just don't know where that stands. But I know from my work this week that it's a lot more complicated than just looking at the forecast and saying, okay, this is away from the heart of it.
That's incredible.
It's big. It determines could determine who goes to the MAC title game as well. They got to get that in.
Well, if they don't, the win totals too.
Oh, God.
Win totals will be void.
Oh, mama.
Right, and Akron's in under. They haven't won since week one when they beat the 1AA team in overtime.
Oh, hey, look, we've both been there. We're from the Midwest. Man, I don't miss it. We have like 30 seconds here. What's a good snowplow or snowblower go for nowadays?
I got to tell you, we were just gifted someone's snowblower.
That's huge.
I don't know. Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. We got nailed last year where I live near Akron, like for the worst it's been in 10 years. So if it happens again, we're ready. We weren't ready last year. We paid a lot of money to plows and shovel companies, trust me.
Oh, man. Well, good luck this weekend with everything and covering this game, man. Thanks so much for the time today, Zach. That was a great perspective.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Well,
there you go. Zach
what
Jackson.
A breakdown on a college scenario.
Incredible.
I can't do it anymore. I couldn't do it. Imagine.
No, no.
The back issues? Shoveling?
No.
Oh,
no.
No way to live.
Door number one, door number two up next. Is it time to bet their win total over or trade the entire roster? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
it. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
World Cup countdown's on. It starts Sunday. Get your copy of the World Cup betting guide. A-plus job out of Nigel Seeley. Previews all eight groups. Predictions. Wagers to make on all eight groups. The only way to get the guys, become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Great article by Mike Palm as well. Sign up now for just $99. Get VSiN Pro access. That's everything we do through the Super Bowl. And also check out the World Cup betting preview show on YouTube. Subscribe to VSiN Live on YouTube.
It's time to play everyone's favorite Follow the Money game. Live from the VSiN studios.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
This is door number one.
New high score!
What does high score mean? New high score, is that bad? What does that mean? Did I break it?
Or door number two.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
Here's Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard.
All right, Paulie, door number one, door number two. And for the sake of this segment, we are going to use the numbers here at Circus Sports. Because you can find different numbers up across the country, different books, but I'm going to use them here at Circa because they have a yes, no. So basically it's like a field bet as well. And door number one is Nick Sirianni at plus 245 to win the coach of the year here at Circa, or door number two, the field is minus 310.
Oh God. With the loss now and how they've been getting gashed on the ground, you got to take the field. There's plenty of candidates, though. It's a great race. Vikings, O'Connell, Dable, if they keep it going. Uh-huh. Got to put Vrabel in there again.
You have to.
Carroll, can Seattle do this, right?
Salah?
Yes.
The Jets?
Can the Jets get
going?
Oh, there's a lot of guys, yeah.
You know, Vrabel.
Also, you know, there's several good points people are making on, and God, I hope it sticks around Twitter, but the guys saying, hey, they made the playoffs last year, though, too. But the thinking here was that Philly's going to be 14-3 and or 15-2.
Right.
But, you know, off the loss and then suddenly look vulnerable, it's a tough call. We did say $1.30 not that long ago was outrageous. It's half the season was left.
Oh, it was like 6 weeks into the year or whatever. Last night before, at some books, last night before the game, Vrabel was in triple digits to win again. It's tough to repeat.
I know, but
but this is incredible what he's doing.
Counted them out.
Oh, yeah.
If they can keep this going and win all these games, and the only loss going back is with Willis at Kansas City, and he took him to overtime as a big dog.
Yep.
Door number one, next week in the world of sports. Or door number two, week 16 NFL, college football, playoff games, and bowls mixed in.
Oh, I go door number one. I go next week.
Yes.
Next week is the best week of the entire calendar year. And that has a lot to do with Thanksgiving, but also the sports world. Because you're getting, you know, you're ramping up for the playoffs. Meaningful games, big time in college football yet. I like this part of the college football season better than the playoffs. The playoffs stink. Those games suck
every blowouts.
Year. They're terrible.
Michigan, Ohio State, come on next
year. And then like the World Cup and then college basketball tournament starting everywhere and they're absolutely loaded again this year. Oh, next week is the best week by far.
All right.
Door number one or door number two remaining in the NFL. Door number one, Kenneth Walker, minus 105 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, or door number two, the field is minus 125. We're talking about...
I think it's only two guys.
It's down to two.
I think that... Can Olave get it? I don't know. I think it's just Walker and Pierce. I guess Olave could put up ridiculous numbers here because with Thomas out, but that's...
I made a pizza money bet last night before the game. I took 300-1 on Watson. Five touchdowns now in two games.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What if he closes with 12 touchdowns?
Okay.
But...
It's too many... Yeah, but how many receptions is he going to get? It's just too much Walker and Pearson. How many carries they're going to get?
I would actually take the field. This doesn't make any sense, what I'm about to say, but I think Walker wins, but so much can happen at this point where he could get hurt. We've seen with Breece Hall.
Yes.
So we're still playing this much. We have, you know, a third at least of the season left.
Yeah.
So you get the entire field at minus 125. Okay, one more here. Door number one, Mahomes plus 120 for the MVP, or door number two, the field is minus 150. Tua, Hurts, Josh Allen still. Your guy, Justin Jefferson.
I want Mahomes. I take Mahomes.
You want
one.
Him at plus 120.
Yeah, because they can get the one seed, and there's going to be so many wins coming up with the schedule. And now they have guys out. And if they win Sunday night, it's like, okay, no Hardman, no Schuster, still winning games, no Hill, no problem. Get the one seed, 7-2.
He has a really good path right now.
Yes, he does. And so many winnable games coming up. The L.A. teams, Denver, Houston, Denver again, Raiders. I mean, they're going to win a lot of games.
Yep.
Door number one, no ham, no gravy on Thanksgiving. Door number two, no mac and cheese, no mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God. I got to go door number two. I'll eliminate the mashed potatoes and the mac and cheese.
The gravy's so important.
I got to have the gravy.
The ham, I don't care about.
No,
you
can throw away the ham.
No.
It means nothing to me. But the gravy is the most, to me,
you need
how
good
do you
gravy.
Power rate it? Yes,
that's
you do.
That's enormous.
Yes.
You got to have the gravy.
Right.
You got to get that dry turkey. You're drawn dead.
That's the good point guard, right?
Yes.
The gravy is the Magic Johnson of the dinner.
Yes.
Because it connects everything. Stuffing, I would say, is right on its heels, though. But
I had a couple years ago. Someone made horrible stuffing on Thanksgiving. It ruined my weekend. My year.
That lingers until the next year. Actually,
absolutely.
You have to wait until the next November to wipe that taste out of your mouth.
My mom had A+ dressing, A+ homemade,
so good.
The nuts, you got to have it. Mashed potatoes. I mean, please. Anyway, doesn't matter. You can phony it up and. Put the just load the butter on it, drown it in there, and you're fine.
And I will say, I think mac and cheese is too inconsistent to really go to war with it every single time. When it's good, it's amazing. But
to screw up mac and cheese.
Yeah, but so many times it's average though. It's just I can make average mac and cheese. Okay, well then why would I?
I've never heard of such a thing.
You
average,
haven't?
Average mac and cheese?
Oh yeah, too many spots have average mac and cheese. Yeah.
Oh. I'm with you, though. The gravy's
got
to
be
key.
The gravy.
Gravy's the key.
Door number one, over the updated Lakers win total of 31.5, or door number two, trade the entire roster.
God. Oh, God. You can't do that. You have to make a trade. You have to make a big trade and acquire. I still love that Turner Hill trade. You can't waste LeBron James. You can't do it.
Well,
what can you get for these guys, though, too? That's the other thing about the Davis rumors. What are you going to get for the guy? He's never healthy now.
No.
And he was terrible last year when he was in there. Go over. Go over.
Over?
Go over.
Oh.
Make the trade. The trade's coming. It has to.
I should have my head examined.
Palenka's on the line here, too. I mean, Genie's got to be looking around about, Rob, this roster. Come on, man.
I'm staring
at... He signed the extension for a reason. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I'm staring at Lakers to miss the playoffs at plus 225 before the season in that range. I didn't think they were going to make. I didn't have them in the guide, the NBA guide. I didn't like this team in the Western Conference. I hated the roster.
I thought Dallas would take a step back. That has happened, but I didn't expect the Lakers to be this bad. And then LeBron got upgraded to questionable, but if he misses more time, but you're getting some guys back with Schroeder and get, you know, but it's... You have to make a trade and get some shooters here. Mm-hmm. How they constructed the roster.
But
that was the whole thing why I thought they could get in the play-in or make the playoffs. That this trade was coming, but when is it coming?
Here's the really bad thing is that, and you can't allow this to happen, the Lakers are becoming irrelevant nationally. That's with LeBron James on their team. That's not good. That speaks to your point. Make something happen here. There's no juice with the Lakers. And it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Well, the league can't have them miss the playoffs and keep. Yes, I know.
Door number one, yeah. Concert tickets for Taylor Swift, or door number two, take the vacation of your dreams to literally anywhere in the world.
Now we're up to $90,000 in some spots. Did you see this now? $90,000 for these tickets. It's not Led Zeppelin here. I mean, this is, I don't care who it is.
This is
something you pay for if it's just a ridiculous amount of X, right? Oh, here comes Led Zeppelin and Metallica, and you just go down the list.
Or if you want to put a private show on at your house and have them come and perform in front of 12 people.
Who would pay? I don't understand how someone would pay this. I don't care what you're worth. Taylor Swift. Well, she hasn't. How about the guy? Was it the Ticketmaster guy? Well, it's Taylor Swift's fault. She hasn't performed in so long.
Yeah.
We're going on?
Putting the blame
demand.
On her.
And the
good
demand.
Move, pal.
I know. Absolutely. I can't. It's a no-brainer. Come on. I can't even ask the question. But it's,
you can travel across the world anywhere you want to go. Baffling to me. People are losing their damn minds with this.
You know how much fun you can have with that kind of money? Are you just in Las Vegas or go
tonight,
down the street?
Alone? I won't talk to you for another 3 weeks.
Can you imagine going to the Rhino? Just with 20,000.
Don't even.
Just walk around with 20,000.
We got to get out of this conversation. Time for the pro tip of the hour per Nigel Seeley. Teams will be tentative early in the World Cup. Look for first half unders the first few matches. And he was also bringing up about potential draws that we're going to have as well. And you can get the pro tip when you're a VSiN Pro subscriber. They're all available at VSiN.com. You can sort them by sport and by show. NFL prop betting with Connor Allen. He does a magnificent job of doing this on a yearly basis in this league, a week-to-week basis, and yearly stuff as well. We'll find out a couple of props that he likes for this week coming up next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.